The arrest of Robert Hansen has been a blow to the national security agencies. Hansen was a counterintelligence specialist at the FBI. The agency says he's been spying for the Russians for the past 15 years. The complaint against Hansen alleges he compromised U.S. intelligence gathering techniques and betrayed three Russian undercover agents, NPR's Barbara Bradley reports.
During his 27-year career at the FBI, Robert Hansen rose to a place of extraordinary trust. Beginning as an agent in field offices in Indiana and New York, he was transferred to FBI headquarters in 1981, where he was assigned to help the FBI spy on Soviet spies. And according to FBI Director Louis Freeh, for the better part of 15 years, Hansen has passed secrets to Russia.
The full extent of the damage done is yet unknown because no accurate damage assessment could be done during the course of the covert investigation without jeopardizing it. We believe, however, that it was exceptionally grave.
The criminal complaint against Hansen has a long and detailed list of information that Hansen may have passed along, including U.S. spying techniques and operations.
This is about as much damage as someone could do from a position of great trust within the FBI.
Paul Moore was a national security analyst at the FBI and knew Hansen for 20 years.
He just consistently gave up information. He gave up selected tidbits that were the best of the best, things that he thought would be particularly interesting or useful.
For example, he could tell the Soviets what U.S. spying techniques were actually working. He could tell them which Soviet techniques the U.S. had caught on to. And then there were the people. The FBI claims that Hansen gave the KGB the names of at least three Soviet agents who were spying on behalf of the United States. When those agents returned to Moscow, one was imprisoned and two were executed. All this allegedly began on October 1, 1985. That was when Hansen allegedly sent a letter to Viktor Cherkashin, a KGB official in Washington. The letter from B, allegedly Hansen, said he would soon send documents from some of the most sensitive projects in the U.S. intelligence community. B suggested they would be worth $100,000. FBI Director Freeh said over the years, the payments piled up.
It's implied in the letter that he's volunteering, of course, but that he's not volunteering for nothing. The $600,000, which is alleged in the complaint, is a significant amount of money. There's also references to another $800,000, which the Russian intelligence officers indicate, and he confirms is in an escrow account for him somewhere outside the United States.
But Hansen may have been driven by more than money. In a letter from B to the KGB, Hansen allegedly wrote that he dreamed of being a double agent ever since he was 14. As a young man, he saw double agent Kim Philby as a role model. For 15 years, Hansen, if he is the spy, eluded detection. John Martin, the Justice Department's top spy prosecutor for 20 years, says he's not surprised. As a counterintelligence specialist, Hansen knew the FBI's methods.
He knew all of the operational techniques for detecting surveillances, and he knew how to avoid those traps.
And FBI Director Freeh claims Hansen was extremely careful to cover his tracks.
The complaint alleges that Hansen, using his training and experience to protect himself from discovery by the FBI, never met face-to-face with his Russian handlers, never revealed to them his true identity or even where he worked.
Eventually, the FBI obtained some original Russian documents. One expert believes they were papers from the KGB archives that were smuggled out to the West. Wherever they came from, the paper trail is enormous, including 27 letters from the spy to the Russians, some of them long and rambling. Freeh says those documents eventually led the FBI and CIA to Hansen. Investigators learned that Hansen would be dropping off secret documents at a park in Vienna, Virginia on Sunday. When he arrived, Freeh said, FBI agents were there, too, hiding.
After he marked the site, he went into the woods, and he laid his package down, which is represented in the photograph, at the base of one of the footings on the footbridge. He was in there about 9 minutes. He came out to his car. He was arrested at that point by the FBI agents.
Hansen's lawyer says he plans to plead not guilty. At the FBI, the investigation continues, including a review of how a major spy could elude detection for 15 years. Barbara Bradley, NPR News, Washington.